taken a fraction since an hour. Well, we break a voice, we'd have our feet in the chute, and we'd be picking the slate out. Well, the breaker boss would sneak up behind us, and if he'd see a piece of slate coming through, he'd pick up the slate and hit you in the back with it, and hit you hard. And he'd say, pick that slate out, you know? Well, they used to abuse us, actually. Well, finally, we got to a stage where we figured that, well, we was on a strike. And that was when I learned my first real political lesson about what happens when you take a position against the coal operators, against the capitalists. Well, the first thing that happened, the union officials came to us and told us we'd have to go back to work, that we were violating the agreement. We said, to hell with the agreement, we're going to stay out and strike until we get our demands. Well, then the politicians began visiting us and putting pressure on us. Then the parish priests. Well, finally, the coal company did agree to meet with us, and they agreed to raise the hourly pay from 60 a fraction cents to 8 cents an hour. So we got big concessions today. That wouldn't mean anything, that's only peanuts, but it meant a whole lot to us and our paycheck at that period. Well, this was my first lesson that if you stuck to your senses, stuck to your organization, and stuck together in solidarity, you could defeat them. Besides that, I learned that the politicians worked with the coal companies. I found out that the union officials were working with the coal companies. I also found out that the Catholic hierarchy was working with the coal officials. Here was a combination of the whole thing, see, that you had to pump up against the whole combination. When the coal and iron priests would find out who was trying to instigate a union, what they were doing. So they began to use them violently in retaliation of the violence that was being used against them. This kind
down, sir. That's police brutality.